One of the great things about having a show is, you know, being able to come up with new segments. Obviously, right now, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, hot. So hot. I mean, you used to see that on ABC. Just so much ratings. It's hard to compete. But, you know, why can't AM radio get into the mix? I always thought that would be, this would be the great, a great format for The Bachelor show, for Bachelorette. So we've decided to do that here on The Download during Character Flaws. Tonight, we'd like to introduce The Download's Bachelorette. We're going to have some people call in. She's going to choose who she wants. The Download's Bachelorette is in studio. Good to see you.
Hey, Justin. Thanks for having me.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Janice. Age, N-A. I don't really want to share that. I work part-time at a chiropractor's office. I am the head of administrative duties there, but it's just me, so I kind of gave myself that title. One of the perks of working there is that I, you know, can schedule my own adjustments. You know, I don't get free adjustments, but because I run the calendar, I know if like somebody cancels, so I can schedule myself. So that's pretty cool. I live in the city of Chicago, and I'm currently fostering 7 cats. My hobbies include my Facebook page, but I'm kind of hard to find because I obscure my face whenever I can. I go for the more artistic shots.
Oh, okay. Okay. What are you looking for when it comes to a partner?
You know, somebody that can like help me clean out the kitty litter, or like once I clean out the kitty litter, take that bag out to the trash, or stop, you know, by the grocery store and buy new kitty litter. Because it's super heavy to carry home. Or, you know, like if I need help changing the kitty litter. Or like just somebody to be in the house so it doesn't seem like I'm ordering way too much takeout.
All right. Well, how would you describe what you're wearing? Because it doesn't seem to be formal and it doesn't seem to be really casual. I'm a little confused.
Yeah. You know, I like to describe my outfits as like functional non-chic. Because, like, I want them to last, you know, season for season. And, you know, for a while I was buying on trend and then, you know, all of a sudden you're out. So I tend to, like, stay in the brown family and then stuff that can go from, like, hey, I have to clean up the kitty litter to, hey, Allison, I have to go to work. That means, like, I buy a lot of bulk at Costco.
All right. Well, you heard it out there, guys. Janice is here. She's ready to take your calls. Let's go to the line. Let's go to Joe. Joe from Melrose Park. Joe, what do you want to ask Janice?
Yeah, this is Joe from Melrose Park. If I were a popsicle, how would you eat it?
I'm trying not to do sugar these days, so I probably would pass. And look for like a sugar substitute alternative, like a sugar-free Jell-O or something similar that still feels like a sweet treat. But I'll tell you, you know, giving up sugar is really hard. I've started putting Splenda back in my coffee in the morning, and last night I ate a cake.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. That's Joe. Let's go to Tom. Tom's in Villa Park. Tom, you're bachelor number 2.
This is Tom from Villa Park. Thanks for taking my call, Jason. Hi, Janice. What's your dream vacation?
Oh, good question. Well, I'd definitely like to go to the airport, but not to fly anywhere, probably just to stay at one of the airport-centric hotels, because it's usually a pretty good deal money-wise. They're easily accessible, and there's usually several chain restaurants within 10 minutes of a drive.
Sexy. Very sexy, Janice. All right, let's go to number 3. This is Drew. Drew's from Downers Grove.
If I take you out, we have a great date, what would happen at the end of the night? What would we do?
That's a great question, Drew. Thanks for calling in. We would definitely Uber pool home because I'm all about, you know, being thrifty and being aware of, you know, how hard I work for my money. So we would pick up as many people as possible between our two destinations in order to cut down on costs. And then, you know, I would probably have you in the pool drop me off about 4 or 5 blocks from my house. Because I have a fear of being stalked. I thought I was being stalked from 2011 to 2013. But it turns out the guy wasn't following me. He just lived in my building. He was my neighbor.
Okay, well, there you go. So now this is the moment we've been waiting for. Janice, do you pick Joe from Melrose Park? Do you pick Tom from Villa Park or Drew from Downers Grove? Who is going to get your rose?
You know, it's like been a really long day at work, so I'm probably just going to like pass. No offense to any of the nice guys that called in, but I'm just like looking forward to like going home, changing the kitty litter, and like watching a marathon of Gilmore Girls on the couch. So big thanks to you guys for this opportunity. And is anyone leaving from here? Because we could like Uber pool home.
That wraps up this week's episode of the Downloads Bachelorette. Tune in again next time to see who Janice gives the rose to.